So George Zimmerman has been found not guilty in the trial of murdering Trayvon Martin. The fact remains that Trayvon Martin is dead, and George Zimmerman killed him. You're going to hear people who say, well, Trayvon Martin was attacking George Zimmerman, so George Zimmerman had the right to defend himself. Wrong. George Zimmerman stalked Trayvon Martin, thought him as a common criminal when all Trayvon Martin was doing was walking home from the store. Trayvon Martin was probably scared out of his mind, but that doesn't matter to the people defending George Zimmerman. No, George Zimmerman was a neighborhood watchman doing his job, except there's only one problem. George Zimmerman should never have gotten out of that car. He was not a law enforcement official. He was not even a registered security officer. He was a guy that's on neighborhood watch, basically out there trying to act like he's a cop. So in this matter, a civil trial is going to ruin George Zimmerman's life like the criminal trial probably should have. And here's why. When that case comes to trial, George Zimmerman is going to be found liable for the death of Trayvon Martin. The judgment that will be handed down will be quite severe. Maybe millions of dollars even. Combined with the legal fees that George Zimmerman will probably have to pay, he will be broke for the rest of his natural life. He will have to do everything and anything to survive because he will barely be able to scrape by because every bit of extra money will be going to either Trayvon Martin's family or to the lawyers. And in that, there is some succor, some glimmer of justice, that in the end, karma always wins. Casey Anthony's day will come eventually. She may think she's gotten away with murder, but the day will come that she will pay for killing her daughter. We know this. Sadly, Trayvon Martin went to his grave, and the man who killed him, it will walk free. He'll be scared walking free. There'll be plenty of people who will want to kill him. And I don't blame them, but I wish they would not do it. Because for full justice to be rendered in the fullness of time, George Zimmerman must live with the consequences of his action. George Zimmerman must live with the stares he will get for the rest of his life from people who will always wonder, did he really do it? The stares from people who will know he damn sure did it. And the stares from people who wish that he had gone to prison. The fact remains is that George Zimmerman killed a man. And he got away with it. You can defend it and say all you want to about, well, George Zimmerman felt threatened and all this. But the fact remains that George Zimmerman did the instigation. He made Trayvon Martin feel threatened. Where was Trayvon Martin's rights to stand his ground? He didn't have a gun. He had to make a choice. He had to defend himself because he may not have felt like he was going to make it home. Maybe he could have in the fullness of time, but in his mind, maybe he couldn't have made it home. And he had a right to defend himself against a perceived threat, which was real, because George Zimmerman wanted to do something to harm Trayvon Martin. Maybe not kill him, but harm him. And that is the truth. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.